probably don't have a jewelry box, do you?
I had my ears pierced for a long time, but I let them grow back in. So I don't, the only piece of jewelry I have right now is my wedding ring, and it doesn't really, really require its own box. Brooke, on the other hand, does have like a jewelry cabinet, I think. Yes. Is that what you call them? It's got like drawers. I bought it for her for Christmas 15 years ago. So
this is kind of like a jewelry box for someone that doesn't really do jewelry. If you go to Etsy, the seller is Your Art Design, and that's spelled U-R Art Design. So kind of your, like, the text shorthand.
Yeah, yeah.
They have several different options. One is like the gamer bundle, where you have the headphone stand and the phone stand and the earbuds, AirPods. I was kind of combining those in my head. And then you have some for, I would say specifically for men, but I mean, everything is unisex now.
Yeah, yeah.
For the person that doesn't wear much jewelry, but maybe they have watches. So there's a place for your watches and your keys and your cell phone. And then they've got desk sets. So, you know, at work, if you want to keep your desk less cluttered and more organized, it's this beautiful wood grain finish. You can put a pen in there, you can put your change, your wallets, and then they've got the option to engrave them with your initials. Obviously, if you're trying to get this delivered before Christmas, you might have to forego the engraving. Or if you're gonna do the whole, hey, I'm having something very special delivered for you, and just, you know, pop that note in a card and let the person know that their gift will soon be arriving. I think this year, especially last year, this year, it's very acceptable to have gifts arrive well into January. So that actually gives us all a few extra weeks to kind of procrastinate with our gift buying, because we all know that shipping is delayed anyway. If you just thought of someone that you want to give something special to, you don't want to just get a gift card and remember them that way. I think it's perfectly acceptable to give them a card and say, hey, your gift is going to be on the way. It's not going to arrive till mid-January. No one's going to think twice about that right now.
Nope. I think that I am strongly in it's the thought that counts group of people. So, you know, you thought of someone, that's really what matters, and they'll get it eventually. It'll be all right. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, Heather showed these to me, and I absolutely thought it would have been a perfect thing. Like, I have a desk now, obviously, so but it's in my house, so it doesn't have to be perfect. But the desk sets where you could have everything that kind of have a place on your desk would be really nice. So I like that a lot. So I promised you a couple of episodes ago that I would tell you about the best black and white cookie I've had in a while, right?
I haven't forgotten, Cliff.
Thank you.
I love cookie talk.
Oh, I love cookies. So that's actually what I'm going to start out with is, you know, I know how many cookies I can eat. It's a significant amount because I love cookies. But we did a thing in the first of this month. It's called the Cookie Stroll at Epcot. And it was really cool because you just go to all that they have. It's a festival at Epcot right now. And because it's always a festival there, like if there's not a festival happening, you just have to like wait a week and there's another festival starting. But this is particularly the Christmas yeah. festival. And they have all sorts of booths with all sorts of fun, festive foods. One of the things they have is cookies. So you can go get a passport and then you go eat all these different cookies at all the different countries in Epcot. And they give you a stamp. And then when you're done, you get another cookie for free. And so I can eat about six cookies. That wasn't all in one day, but it was in a shorter period than you should probably eat six cookies in. But one of them from Germany was an incredible black and white cookie that I still think about on an almost daily basis. And it's been like 2 weeks. It was a very, very, very good cookie. But in like related news, I was reading and they did a little bit of studies based on you know, the number of houses that Santa stops at, the number of people that, you know, practice, you know, Christmas in the form of having Santa come to their house. And they estimate that in just America, Santa eats somewhere between 300 and 365 million cookies, you know, on his trip on the 25th, just in the United States. So that's a lot of cookies. I don't think I could eat 300 million cookies, which, I mean, the dude's got a, I guess he's going super fast. So maybe it's like a metabolism thing. You know, you can do the jetting between different houses and up and down chimneys and all that. So he's probably burning a ton of calories. So he needs those cookies as fuel, Heather. That's what I'm saying, is that it's not that he wants those cookies. He needs those cookies. So make sure to leave some cookies out for Santa, because you want him to be able to go up and down the next chimney, right?
Yes.